This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
All right, Steve, here we are, our last break of the day. We had a caller earlier who has something to say to you. Let's play that.
All right, let me hear it.
Shall we?
Steve Harvey, this message is explicitly for you. I just heard part of your broadcast about you opening a website saying, don't say that. You know, you're like a role model, but you speak in Ebonics. You use the word like them, ain't. And earlier in the broadcast, you was talking about morals, scruples, values, in reference to two sisters screwing the same guy. Where are your morals and values for being an impactful, positive role model for younger kids? You encourage mentally challenged or underserved black kids to use broken English. You should be ashamed of yourself. Do better, man.
You know, I got this call, and it's funny to me how people are. You got to do better, man. First of all, I was taught by my father, if you are going to say something, then be a man about it. Number one rule of manhood my father taught me was do what you say you're going to do. These are my closing remarks today. So in honor of the call, first of all, brother, I accept your critique. But it would have meant more to me had you said your name. Because see, what amazes me about people is when you come for famous people, you use it because you finally get to say something to the famous person, but you want to do yours in anonymity. You want to live yours in obscurity. You want to stay behind the scene. You want to throw the rock from behind the bushes. Say your name. Now you're telling me that I, as a person, ought to be ashamed of myself and do better because I'm supposed to be a role model for people, but I use words like them and ain't. And then you talking about these two women that was sleeping with the same man. Where are your morals and your scruples? You got to be more impactful for young people. Do I really? Well, I've had a mentoring camp for 15 years. Well, wait a minute, more than that. What am I talking about? I've had my mentoring camp 17, over 20 some years. I have impacted thousands of young boys and young girls' lives. I put my money where my mouth is. I spend more money on my mentoring camp than I do on just about anything. People don't know that because I get very little corporate support. I get very few donations. I want to thank people like Lowe's and Coca-Cola that's helped me over the years. Choice Hotels has helped me over the years. You know, people like that, Lexus, who has supported my mentoring camp through the golf tournament, stuff like that. A lot of people have, but it's not to the tune where it completes the deal. I got to put a lot of money up for that. Now, I understand what you're saying, brother, but I'm not here to impact how you talk. I'm here to impact how you live. I don't care how you talk. Talking is not a measure of success to me. To be well-spoken, I guess that's a cool thing. I ain't saying you shouldn't be well-spoken. But I'm telling you right now, and you can see by my work on television, radio, or wherever you listening to me at, it ain't a criteria for success. But if you want to make it, that's fine. If I was an English teacher, I guess I wouldn't be able to do it. If I was a professor, if I was standing up in front of people speaking in a classroom setting, I guess I wouldn't be able to make it. I speak well enough to get the point across. But at the same time, dog, you do know I'm a comedian. That ever crossed your mind? And I'll say that again. That ever crossed your mind? D-A-T, that. That ever crossed your mind? And to be honest with you, bruh, I don't really care. I don't try that hard to speak properly. It ain't really that important to me. The importance to me is the message. And when it's time for me to deliver the message, I'll stand on that. I'll stand on that. N-A-T. A gnat is a bug, and it's not even spelled that way. This really starts with a K, but I stand on that, because gnat right there, gnat is a little pesky insect just like your phone call would. What, Carla?
A gnat what? Starts with the letter G, not K.
Once again. No. Gnat. Gnat is what I was talking about.
But you don't pronounce the G.
Gnat. G-N-A-T. Who knew that? Why would I pronounce everyone. A letter that you is silent? See right there. That's the logic I've been living on the whole time, Carla. That's the logic I've been living on. Why would I care to spell a word that got a letter in it that's silent? Phone ain't really supposed to be with no P.
P-H.
It's supposed to be with an F. Really, dog?
I can't.
You done let white folk fool you all these years. You been listening to them tell you all the wrong information.
Oh, man.
And that's why you are where you are and why I am where I'm is. That's why. Because I done broke the rules. I done decided I wasn't finna be normal. Finna.
Enough,
be
Steve.
Normal. I was gonna be different. They don't pay nobody to be normal. You are paid to be different. Yeah. Steve Harvey Morning Show. Standing on business. Business.
With
thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Look at here. Hey, y'all. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Just like this here. And the caller, he gonna be madder than ever. Talk to God today. He speaks proper grammar all the time.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.